Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The third baseman, Lauren Babe. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Shantz. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobby Shantz. And now, play ball. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up towards third. Babe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joost moves to third. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Joost scores. Babe moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Babe trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Rosen moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Shantz's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Rosen scores. Kennedy moves to third. One out. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGee. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Avila applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Babe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Babe reaches second base with a double. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lemon moves to second. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Glenn strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Win moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Zernial takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-1 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zernial moves to second. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-1 in the game. Astroth hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosen moves to third. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 0-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Glynn hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-1 in the game. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen juggles the ball. That's an error on Rosen. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Babe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hegan strikes out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zerniel. Wynn moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with Wynn covering, for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Avila reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-2 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Hamilton pinch hits for Bobby Shantz. Tom Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Scheib now pitching. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Glenn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Babe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. he's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Lemon moves to third. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Wynn moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-4 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Babe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with Wynn covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri now playing shortstop. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-4 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee, who is chasing the ball. Doby reaches third base with a triple. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri misplays the ball. That's an error on DeMaestri. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe juggles the ball. That's an error on Babe. Rosen moves to second. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doby scores. Rosen moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-1, Indians. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Glenn hits a pop-up towards third. Babe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zerniel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly scores. Zerniel moves to third. It's 7-2, Indians. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGee hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Zernial scores. One out. It's 7-3, Indians. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-3 in the game. Astroth hits a pop-up towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kai Thomas pinch hits for Carl Scheib. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.